Hello?
Hey, Anne, it's Jerome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good, hanging in here. So just a little backstory. I'm from CVA, and you had spoke with B, an associate of ours. I think it was back in September, and it was in regards to Welby Drive. I just wanted to touch back with you about the situation. Have I caught you at a bad time at all?
It's kind of okay. Yeah, I had spoken with Zach, and then Sid had called me, and quite frankly, it started to just get ridiculous and insulting, and I didn't trust your organization at all. So, if you could please be expeditious, I don't mean to be rude, but I really don't need to waste my time if you don't have anything serious to offer or say.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. I completely do. I know they had explored some options with you, and it sounds like, I mean, the cash offers that you were getting, I'm sorry that they were insulting, but it may not be the best fit for everybody, but we do have other things that could possibly work to.
Yeah, I'm only interested in the cash offer. The last that was left with Zach was at 1.253 or something. If you're able to get above, like I'm looking higher than that, but if you're below that, I don't want to talk. If you have anything more to of interest like that, at a higher number, I'd be interested in talking.
Yeah,
So
that makes sense.
just,
That definitely makes sense.
yeah.
And I appreciate the transparency, and I'm going to be transparent back and saying, I mean, I can say we probably would be still around there. I don't want to,
Well,
mislead
if
you or
you guys
anything.
want to look into the very highest you could go and call me back and give me an idea of what the terms would be as far as how long it would be for a close, and just to give you, I had when I had spoken with Zach, I had had a unique opportunity come about. Now it's kind of different. I mean, I could look into other options, but now, of course, I'd want to get through the holidays, and maybe I could be open. I'd have to find either a rental or a home.
Got you. And when you say unique opportunity, are you talking about just a place to for the next,
Yeah,
move
I
or?
had a unique opportunity of a place, yes, where I could go, that would have made sense, but that's no longer an option. So, because I
Got
had to
you.
give that up to someone else. So, yeah. So please, I don't mean to be rude, but like I've explained this to so many people now, and it's just getting kind of ridiculous. I'm not interested in any other type of way. The reason I reached out is the benefit of not having to go through everything and get it all in perfect shape to show it. It's a beautiful home, but it's been 30 years of kids and life, and I have the attic is packed, the garage is packed, things like that. It's just to the level of where I'm comfortable showing it to people. I mean, it's not in bad shape. It's not that. I'm trying to get through 30 years and four kids of stuff. And so
Yeah.
it would save me a lot of time and money, and in that sense, but not to the tune of what has been offered. So when you're serious, if you'd like to make a serious offer, then I'll be open to hear it. Otherwise, please don't bother me. And it's nothing against you, Jerome. You seem very nice, but
Yeah,
I
no, I
have a lot on
appreciate
my plate with
that.
health issues too. So
Yeah.
I just
I'm
need it
sorry
to.
to hear that. I'm
All
sorry to
right, well, I
hear that.
appreciate it.
And I get it. I do. And I'm going to be transparent as well in saying, I mean, I know you're wanting that. And I know you're wanting a cash offer to be as close to, the retail as possible, which is fair because, like you said,
Oh
you've been in.
no. I understand that it wouldn't be retail, but I mean, there was a home that it sold for 1.7, 1.695, I think, just around the corner. Know the house well. It's a very good comparison size rooms, My lot, I would say, is much prettier and nicer. There's a lot of different differences too. So I'm not going to be a fool to save myself some work.
I can understand.
And I know you can't give me 1.7. I'm not asking 1.7, but closer to like 1.4, and I might talk to you.
Got you. And that makes sense. And forgive me if your dog's in the background. We have mascots over here.
That's okay. That's all right. I have critters too.
Good.
I get it. Well, I love them, so no worries.
Well, good. And I get what you're saying. If you could, I guess, I mean, what do you know the address of that? Because I can say, you know, it's when your home is to the stature that it is, it can be harder to find comps in those areas that, you know, justify, you know.
It just sold a month or two ago. It finally went through.
Or at least the street. I can, you know.
Yeah, it's two cul-de-sacs over. Hang on, it's one of the Welby. I'm on the main drive, Welby Drive, and it's the second to the last cul-de-sac, the four on the right-hand side, and I cannot think of the name of
gotcha.
It right now. I'm trying to look it up.
I mean, I can go about doing my due diligence. I know
it's,
you've...
It's Hanwell Court.
Hanwell?
Yes,
gotcha.
Hanwell Court.
Okay, I got it.
And it's... It's even less square footage than mine, less bedrooms, less baths.
Got you. That's understandable. It's definitely understandable. And I do want to ask, you know, the best way to make sure for us to, you know, put our best foot forward is to, like, you know, see the property itself. I say don't want to show it to the general public.
Right.
But would it at all be possible? For myself to come and, I guess, you know, take a look at the property, possibly take pictures to bring back to my owner and you know, we can make sure to not waste your time further, if that makes sense.
Yeah, after the holidays, it would have to. I mean, I said, I'm the kind of person, like, my piles of stuff embarrass me. And I'm trying to go through stuff, and I'm just not. I'm not that kind of person that can be like, oh, just look past it. It's just not my nature. So
I get it. I'm the same way.
That was the whole point, though, to not have to do it, because even with you guys coming, I will be scrambling. And so if you can make an offer and not have to deal with that, you can ask me all the questions you want. I'll be completely honest. And
yeah.
And you can certainly look outside. Oh, sorry. I was about to go outside and cut my grass.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I understand. I do. I can just tell you, I mean, I'm sure you could understand even just the business model itself. When you haven't seen, you know, inside or anything like that, you have to account for, you know, what could possibly be, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I know you're
well,
being...
Well, it needs lipstick and rouge. Like, it's for me to sell it, I would paint it again, even though I could probably clean a lot of areas. It's all pretty neutral for the most part, like modern colors and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
It would just be... lipstick and rouge for sure. The
gotcha.
Kitchen, it's beautiful. It's cherry cabinetry. I would always have liked a lighter, but it's gorgeous for the.
Yeah.
And it's still very modern. The light fixtures are modern. But someone might want to put their own imprint on the kitchen, maybe changing the granite. It has granite. You know what? I have to go, Jerome. My daughter's having
go ahead.
And rent her car to come home. It was holiday.
No problem.
Thank you.
You can-